Did today's development catch you by surprise, or did you sort of see this as a potential outcome over the last week or so?
I mean, you don't forgo anything. You don't think anything. You go out there and continue to push and go out there any way you can help the team win. And unfortunately, I'm down here, but it's good for my development. At the same time, get out here and do what I was doing up there to bring it here to the Moose at the same time to help the team win.
Did they give you any sort of insight as to what they want you to work on when you're down here?
Just continue to play my game, you know, play my role, use my speed, play to my strengths, and start to develop a little more offensively.
So you just see this as an opportunity to move forward in your career, play big minutes for the Moose?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come down here, you know, develop my game, get a little more ice time, and play in certain situations. Maybe I wouldn't have got the opportunity to with the Jets, but at the same time, just stay open-minded here, continue to push, and just overall come to the rink every day looking to get better.
Pascal Vincent was saying a few moments ago he thought there might be a transition for you just because it's a different game. Some things like the pace and the structure here might be a little different than what you're used to. Do you anticipate that, and are you kind of trying to help yourself to be patient going into this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the coach just said there might be a little bit of adjustment period, you know, a different style of play. At the same time, you come into here, just play your systems, do what you do best, and let your teammates help you out here.
Is this something with the team getting as healthy as they are right now with the Jets? As you say, you were sort of looking at the numbers and kind of wondering where you might fit in once everybody was healthy?
I mean, you know, when you're up there, you don't think of stuff like that. You kind of just go out there and work, play your game, and do what you need to do to continue to stay in the lineup and help the team win. And I'm down with the Moose here, and you know, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to play a little bit more minutes and get into some situations that I might have had the opportunity to. I mean, I thought it was good. You know, I played to my role. You know, I was good in the PK, did what the coaches wanted me to do, and ultimately bring energy to the team when the team needed it, getting in the forecheck, playing the body, and just continue to push.
Brendan, I know you got nicked up in the first game against Vancouver, but what was it like playing against your brother?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it's a dream come true. It's an unbelievable feeling to have the family there at the same time to see your brother on the ice and across the other bench from you.
I know your mom was cheering for the Jets in the game one. Did you tell her to switch to Vancouver for game two? Or?
No, I mean, I let her make her own decisions there.
Your brother spent some time with the Moose. Does it have a special place in the family?
Yeah, I mean, he started his career here. And so looking back, you know, I see where he is now. And I'm in the same situation as him. And, you know, to see where he is now, it's a good sign and opportunity to play here and just continue to push and grow and develop as a player.
I guess having the Moose in the same city as the Jets, you're sort of never too far out of sight, does that help as well, you know, knowing that coaches and management are always watching?
Yeah, I think that that helps, you know, having the team in the same city is the opportunity for you to get seen and to see what you're doing as a player, continue to grow, continue to play, and continue to ultimately do what you need to do to put yourself in that position you were in training camp.
Is that the danger? Some guys might take a demotion, they come and pout and that sort of thing. Is that your mindset that that's not going to be you? You're not going to do that?
No, I mean, you can't think of stuff that way. I mean, ultimately, management, the coaching staff made a decision. This is where I am, and I want to get better as a player and get myself back where I was at the beginning of the season. So that's not an option to go out there and pout, and you got to continue to push and just grow.